This week's episode is brought to you by Maharaja Coffee.
Oh God, one more podcast? Oh my gosh, hello, hi, what's going on, how's it going? Maz Ali here, Basie Standard Time, as usual, joined by my wonderful co-host, the one and only Maz Khan. Can I just say I love your sweater?
Thank you so much. It's very cozy and comfortable. Can I just say that I love your, you know, you've been serving up some looks during these recording sessions. Can I just say that you've been sometimes I'm you know, like, we'll get ready for these recording sessions, we'll do our prep, we'll kind of look into everything that we're getting into, and you know, we have long days, we have day jobs, and I'm like, oh, you know, I'm just gonna throw on a t-shirt, and then a little voice in my head says Maz Ali is going to be wearing a tuxedo. Is that really how you want to do this? And I'm like, all right, you're right. Okay, fine. But I'm digging the vibes, man. I'm digging the look. This is just a little, you know, just a little something to look forward to.
You got this looks like the remnants of like different Janamazes or prayer mats from across the world. That's like the blind date story that I would used to say. So let's just go with that. But
clearly that worked for you. So
oh yeah, definitely works. So
hey girl, you want to pray on me? if that doesn't get you married, nothing will.
But yeah, man. But I appreciate you saying you caught a look. But look at you, you be catching some licks too. I mean, you know, you ain't no stranger to the drip. But I think this entire episode should just consist of us just
talking back and forth about how good we look. Yeah,
exactly. How tight we are. How wonderful.
This is the episode I'm going to make my mom listen to if she ever finds out about this podcast, so she can be like, "You talk about another guy for 35 minutes." And be like, "Yeah, mom. What does that tell you?"
Yeah.
His name is Maz too. I don't know, kind of weird thing I'm going for here, but it's happening.
Yes, it's like conceited in its own way. So it's wonderful. I only love
weird.
Men.
It's weird. Let's change the subject to today's topic before we go down this road any further.
Yes.
It's getting darker and darker.
Yeah, so obviously I start out this episode with a lot of oh my gosh. And
yeah, I noticed that. Are you being dramatic for a reason, bro? Tell me about that.
Yeah, man. I mean, what do our outfits spell out? D-R-A-M-A, right?
Yeah, like we know TNT, drama.
We know drama. Yeah. TNT does not know drama. The Maz is the Daisy Standard Time.
The Maz is no drama. Exactly. I smell another t-shirt idea. Oh, man. It's perfect. Man.
Yeah, we got to make money soon, man. But we'll talk.
Nah.
We good. We do it for the culture. But yes, drama. Exactly. We are being incredibly dramatic. And the reason being is that dramas are a huge and wildly popular medium in Pakistani culture. So many dramas that our mothers have been watching that have been embedded in us for all these years, with these crazy stories of people's love lives, family lives, touching upon multiple themes. And it's just been a wild, wild ride and wonderful. You know, but where did these dramas originate from, Maz Khan? Would you like to give the people a little something and give them a little more insight as to where they might have originated from?
Sure. So, you know, first of all, Pakistani dramas are to Pakistan what Bollywood is to India. Chill. Let's just get that on the table. I mean,
thank you.
This is what we do. Mm-hmm. All right. We might not do feature-length films that well.
Nah.
We might not have crazy soundtracks.
Overrated.
But we got dramas, and we do them better than anybody else in the world. Now, these dramas, for those who are maybe wondering in their head, like, what makes them so good? Why? What do they even look like?
Yeah.
Imagine American soap operas that you might watch during the day, or even some of the dramas that you see on Indian television. But, you know, subtract a few of the elements that, like, really annoy you, like weird camera flips and stuff like that, and then increase the amount of amazing storylines, phenomenal actors, and just all around good looks, because that's definitely a thing about these dramas.
Good looks.
And good I looks. Think the reason good looks is very important. This is why we care about Bakhtan. That's it. All right.
Yeah.
How these, a lot of these originate is actually, I think, very important, because that's also how I think they end up being so good is they often start off as novels or books or risale, right? I mean, for those who don't know, risale are like these short novels, novellas, I guess, that, you know, our moms read.
Stacked up on my mom's nightstand, yes.
Stacked up. Like, if you go to a Pakistani household and you go to the mom's room and you see this little stack of something between a magazine and a book sitting on the nightstand, those are risale. And there are many writers of these risale, longer books, novels, and that's how they get their start. But obviously, books are kind of a dying medium. You know, people like to move their lives into a more digital age, and TV shows just sell a lot better. So these writers, Umaira Ahmed, Farhat Ishtiaq, are two great examples. These are two women. They were writers. They're relatively unknown. Their books became dramas, and they became instant, like, overnight success stories, right? They're very famous. And this is a pretty common format, and I think it shows because, you know, with American soap operas, with Bollywood dramas, these are my two points of reference. There's a lot of people writing the screenplay specifically for the drama. But think about, like, how good movies turn out to be. Like, think about Harry Potter. You know, the movies were good, and the books are always that much better, right? So when the origination story is starting from a book, you just get quality content. And that's really where Pakistani dramas shine, I think.
Yeah, well said. It's definitely, I think, the point of reference for, at least for the South Asian diaspora, if you will, is usually Bollywood movies. And we like to draw the comparisons to this. So just to dive in a little bit more as to what differentiates a Pakistani drama from a Bollywood movie, a couple of things, right? There's, for one, no songs, no dancing, really, really clean, no making out. So, you know, Moscon, for viewers out there and listeners out there that might have been keeping up with our podcast, we like to run with a certain theme here. And when I'm trying to bring that same theme in line with this episode, let's just say that the difference between Bollywood and Pakistani dramas, let's say if the world shifted from Bollywood to Pakistani dramas and everyone had to survive through natural selection, there's a certain individual that comes to mind, a certain performer and actor that comes to mind from Bollywood that I don't think would last if we cancel out making out, raunchiness, making out, French kissing, tongue. Who comes to mind? Is there anyone? I don't know.
Is there an artist in Bollywood who just tends to make out more than anyone else we know? Oh, that's right. There is. Our boy Imran Hashmi would get cut out so fast. Like I said, this is why Pakistani dramas are so great. Yes. All the things that piss you off a little bit about Bollywood and like and Indian dramas and American dramas. This is what we do. We take the Imran Hashmis and we snip them out of the equation and replace them with a wholesome, lovable Fawad Khan. And that's what makes us great.
Yes.
That's what makes them so great.
The Uncle Joey from Full House treatment. Cut it out. No more Imran Hashmis. No room for you. but well said. And so it's a definitely a more super clean, sort of more PG environment. Now, the other comparison I like to make it is with in the States, we have multicam sitcoms and then we have single cam sitcoms. So multicam sitcoms, for example, would be Friends, Big Bang Theory, Seinfeld, where the actors and their acting is a lot more heightened. There's a lot more heightened circumstances, whereas single cam comedies or single cam sitcoms like The Office, Parks and Rec, Breaking Bad is a lot more realistic, a lot more expressions and based off subtleties in the eyes, the movements of in portraying emotion. And I feel like that's what Pakistani dramas are. They really bring that to the forefront, and that's why the actors and actresses are so damn good, in my opinion.
They are. I mean, they have to be, because the camera most often is focused on their face and there's like nowhere to turn. It's very unforgiving because, you know, these single camera shots are just focused in on, first of all the scenes are like super dramatic, right? So it's like a sass, which is like a mother-in-law or, and it's talking to her daughter-in-law or like to her son or a husband talking to a wife or a father talking to his child. And it's just like they're having this deep conversation and the camera is just like all up in their face like, yo, what's happening. And they have to be perfect. They pretty much have to be perfect. But that's what makes it, I think, so relatable. It creates empathy with the characters mm-hmm. because you're just like looking at all their different facial tics. And yeah, look, if for all those of you who out there like think that you can lie to your moms and then you try and then you fail miserably and they can tell right away from your face, this is the secret. This is how they know. If you think that they just like, you know, were born with this natural ability, no. It's because they've been watching dramas for like 30, 40 years and they know how to look at Fawad Khan's like eyebrow tics and be like, oh, he's lying.
Yes, man. Fair freaking point. And speaking of our moms, I mean, all you moms out there, I mean, our moms are diehards of these package
Yes, all you new mothers out there, it's about that time. Go ahead. Start a Pakistani cereal. Your time has come. You have been raised and brought up for this reason.
You have been promoted.
Promoted. Congratulations. Congratulations.
Oh, man. But yeah, I know for a fact, though, my mom, when I told her that I wanted to get into some Pakistani drama, start watching, she sent me a screenshot of her week, of how her week looks out. So on Sunday, she watches 3 dramas. Monday, she follows it up with 2. Tuesday is another 4 dramas. Wednesday is another 3. It goes on and on and on. It's a 9-to-5 work schedule for my mom just to keep up with all the dramas that are taking place.
You just made me think of like Craig David, like Monday made it past Tuesday, zindagi gulzar hai. Like every single day of the week, it's a full time job. You're right. I mean, that's exactly.
Do it all again. Monday.
Yeah. It's literally what it is. It's like it's on repeat. And you know, I truly applaud the mothers and the women out there who love Pakistani cereals because they straight up be multitasking like crazy. They'll be on the phone talking to a friend, discussing the exact show that they're currently watching while also cooking, you know, up a storm and taking care of these demon children that are stuck with them during COVID-19 and doing all these crazy things. Nothing gets in the way of a Pakistani mother and her dramas. Let me tell you that right now. My mom is the exact same way.
That's awesome. Yeah. And it's incredible because they get it done, man. And there's so much, and there's so many things and themes about these Pakistani dramas that we'll definitely get into later. And before we jump into that, I did want to bring up that recently with a more recent Pakistani drama called Mere Paas Tum Ho, there has been a little bit of controversy and on a little bit more serious note, given the context and given the given what they're talking about and some overarching themes within the drama. But before I let you tap into that, Mazkan, I wanted to chat about my take on Mere Paas Tum Ho before even knowing anything about
award-winning drama, baby. It was like one of the biggest hits.
Yeah, exactly. And it kept me glued. It kept me on the edge of my seat. And basically, try not to give away too many spoilers, but basically there is Humayun Sayed's character Danish, who's married to Mevish. I'm blanking on the name of the actress, that lady. Mazkan, look it up for me if you can. But basically, they're, you know, college sweethearts. They love each other. And then all of a sudden,
Isa Khan,
that's what it was. Yes. I was about to say Aliza, but no, Isa. So they call sweethearts. And then this Chachora Admi comes by, swoops her up, takes her away from Danish. And her life essentially goes to crap. His, Danish's, goes to fantastic realms, and he starts living new heights. He starts living really, really well. And then the bad things really happen to Mevish and her new boo, and she eventually gets kicked to the side of the road. So now she's trying to come back, and the way the episode and the shows are written, you're like, dude, Mevish, you knew exactly what was going on. Danish was warning you. You kind of deserve what you're getting, and like you're kind of rooting against her, and the show makes her into a huge antagonist, and you're really just like wanting just like, ah, like we told you so, etc. But the way it was depicted, I was like, oh my god. And I didn't really like the ending at all. But long story short, this caused huge controversy. And MozCon, I was a little bit confused at first, but after talking to you and reading about it, it makes a lot more sense. So could you dive into that a little bit more, give people insight as to why this caused such a controversy?
Yeah, absolutely. So Menopause Domho was like a huge drama series. It became one of the biggest hits of 2019, if not the biggest. Mm-hmm. And you see all the kind of usual suspects. You know, you see this guy, Khalilur Rahman Qamar, who's a writer. He's written like so many of these shows that have gotten big. You see Humayun Saeed, who's a huge name. Ayaza Khan, who's in a bunch of different dramas. You even see Rahat Fateh Ali Khan doing the opening theme. So all the factors are there. Everyone really liked it. But then I, you know, kind of heard that there was a lot of controversy from the feminist side of things in Pakistan. So there was a few women who felt very outraged by the portrayal of women in the series. And they were unafraid to speak their mind about it and actually brought it up. And I think what's interesting is, look, Pakistan is... We talk about this in our Pakistan-Iraq episode, but Pakistan has undergone a huge, you know, change in terms of its political and social views in the last 20 years. Yes, and sir. As it gets more and more liberal, you know, you have to remember how much, like, even in Friends, right, in the U.S., used to fly and now no longer does. And yeah. I think that the way these dramas have, you know, used to portray certain aspects of being a woman in Pakistan used to be okay. But now these dramas are now coming under a little bit of fire for the same kind of portrayals or similar kind of portrayals because I think we're just in a more woke Pakistan. And I think that's cool. I think that's great. Yeah, you know, obviously, no, absolutely. We don't want any kind of misogyny in our dramas. We don't want any kind of negative portrayals. At the end of the day, these are stars. People look up to these people as actors. And yeah, so... You know, for those interested about it, Khalilur Rahman Qamar came under a lot of fire for some comments he made towards a reporter. There's a video out there of him doing some just going above board, being like a classic Pakistani male. I'm not going to lie to you, but it is pretty offensive. But yeah, I mean, it's very interesting to see how these different themes kind of play out. And you know, talking to a lot of people about, I honestly haven't seen it yet. But talking to a lot of people, I heard a lot of mixed perspectives. It obviously got great reviews, very critically acclaimed.
Right.
But I thought it was interesting that there was this little blip. You know, watch it for yourself. Decide for yourself. We'd love to hear back from you guys. I think that, you know, we're here to kind of be the voice for the people. And it seems like, you know, people have started to talk. So let's hear it.
We're the people's champions, self-appointed. Good God.
Duh.
But you made a really good point, and that's interesting because a show like Friends, there's a lot of stuff that was able to fly then that will not now. And same with shows like The Office. I mean, that's the main reason why they say Steve Carell has gone out to say The Office will not last in this day and age, and so we're not going to ever think about doing a reboot.
Right.
So it's the same thing. And, you know, you have – and I'm watching this drama, and no lie, she is depicted out to be a total Kamini piece of crap. And you are rooting for her to fail. But you, when you go back to what goes into making a Pakistani drama, right? What are the gears and the pistons that make that Pakistani drama engine? At some point, we got to change that up. We got to soup it up. We got to take that gear out. We got to implement it with something else. And there's something constructively wrong with that, right? So it's like, why are these actors and actresses continuously... you know, being depicted this way, right? Okay, it's the writing, but like, let's change that up, right? Let's just depict these women in better limelight. So there is definitely an overarching theme in misogyny and such, and we'll get into other themes. But first, let's take a short break here to hear from this week's South Asian Spotlight, where we'll be highlighting South Asian businesses, and let's hear from them. And we can't wait to... hear more about these amazing dramas as well, right, MozCon?
Absolutely. Yeah, we'll come back. We'll talk about these dramas. We'll talk about some of the other themes. And we'll talk about how much of an impact these dramas have had on our lives. So stay tuned, and we'll be right back.
Late. For all the caffeine addicts out there, we have a special story for you today from the maker of Maharaja Coffee, Manveer Singh. Manveer, my man, welcome, and tell us a little bit more about how your coffee company came to be.
Maharaja Coffee started by traveling across the world. I was removed from Temple University because my GPA dropped below 1.8. Why? Because my severe hearing loss of 95%, learning disability, and ADHD made it difficult to perform well in university. I was so confused, and no matter how much effort I put toward it, it was so tiring and depressing. My soul felt lost. I had nowhere to go and nowhere to turn to. My family was disappointed, and I didn't want to go back to England. So I packed up everything and I purchased a plane ticket to go to Istanbul, Turkey. I wanted to help people who were exiled from their own countries by helping doctors, ambulance teams, chef, or anything I could do to help. This journey continued from Turkey to Syria, Iraq, Persia, Afghanistan, Pakistan, and India. After India, I flew to South America in Colombia and Brazil. I visited what I thought was a wine vineyard, but it turned out there were loads of coffees. The aroma was chocolate and fruity. The farmers showed me everything about how the process works. They even let me drink some of coffee samples to make the tasting note. Maharaja Coffee began with the help of these farmers. I love coffee, but I wanted people to try good coffee, which they have not tasted directly from farmers. When my coffee shop opens, I hope to hire employees with disabilities and give them an opportunity to come where my doors will always be open. Until then, you can order and enjoy our coffee by going to maharajacoffee.com.
All right, welcome back, everyone. We just wrapped up talking about Pakistani dramas, what makes them special, what makes them unique, why they really are God's gift to this lovely planet. Mazali, I think we can kind of dive into the meat a little bit of these dramas. And, you know, I think that one of the things that sticks out to me, and another comparison that, you know, giving people a reference point in relation to Bollywood, you know, Bollywood songs are a big thing, right?
Right.
The soundtrack, there's a bunch of songs, blah, blah, blah. That doesn't happen here in Pakistani dramas. We don't have songs throughout the drama, but we do have a theme song. Each drama gets its own theme song, and they're usually pretty awesome. I'm not going to lie. They bring on big artists to do the recordings. To be honest, it ends up being Atif Aslam or Rahat because that's all we got. But
Or Fawad.
Or Fawad, yeah. You know, it's the paradigm coming out here, showing up. So tell me, you know, some of your favorite theme songs for some of these dramas. What do you like?
Oh, man. Well, these dramas, first off, they will strike a chord in you forever when you do watch them. And whenever I feel any sort of anguish between a friend, a person I've grown out of touch with, the Hum Safar theme song just cannot help but creep back into my life. And the thing is that with all these, they're pretty sappy, depressing. They make you feel low for the most part.
yeah.
But they're epic and juicy, and I love it. Oh, man. But there's one that's actually quite upbeat from Zindagi Gulzar Hai, and it goes, Zindagi Gulzar Hai.
That's one of my favorite ones for sure.
Yeah. That just makes you feel good after. Definitely. What are some, and then, you know, the way that these theme songs are also thrown back into the episodes are hilarious, because when there's a big climax or there's a big change in scenes, they like to throw that theme song right back in your face. And you'll honestly, one episode is not done unless you've heard the theme song at least 7 to 25 times, ranging anywhere between those numbers. So you will be well versed with those songs for damn sure. What are some good ones for you? What are some good ones for you?
I really like this one. So I do like this Zindagi Gulzar Hai. I also like the Mere Paas Tum Ho's theme song, to be honest. Oh, yeah. I'd heard it even though I didn't watch the actual serial. I also like Meri Zaat Zarai Benishan. Meri Zaat is the the name of the song. It's another Rahat banger, we'll call it.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's a good one. There's so many, and honestly, there's probably a few that like I've heard. I'm pretty sure Strings has done one. Kahani Mohabbat Ki or something along those lines, something like that. Or maybe I'm thinking of Atif. Man, there's so many, there's so many that I like. And the thing is, my mom watches all like 14 of them in a row, so they kind of start to blend together after a while. But
right,
yeah, those are the ones that definitely stick out to me. I know they're a little bit more recent. Mini's Atif is a little bit older. It's got my boy Faisal Qureshi in it.
That's yeah, Meronam Yusufe. That's a great one as well. Sadke Tumare, that's one with Rahat Fateh Khan too.
Mm-hmm.
Super kind of guzzly, little
fantastic, man. Fantastic. Yeah, fantastic. So you know, very good.
So good. but getting into some of these characters, you know, what are some, let's see. So from what I recall, I feel like there's always the standard protagonist, the standard antagonist, the chachoras, the chachoris, some people with just evil motives, even sometimes for no damn reason. They just are there to just stir up crap. And it's like, why? But there's so many themes. And one of them I like to say is that some of these characters are just, they just have tunnel vision. I don't know if you've noticed this.
I think that's a perfect way to describe it. That's exactly what they have.
Yeah,
like, these are characters that literally just, they're so stubborn in their values that they refuse, and their values could be dog shit for lack of a better word. Like, they really could just be like awful people with awful agendas, doing awful things, and they'll just kind of come in and be like, I'm going to do this forever. I don't care what happens.
Mm-hmm.
And there's nothing that will change their mind. And then there's other people who are so naively good. Like, you know, there's a level, right? I think a normal person is like, it's like Heart of Darkness, right? You've got a little bit of good, you got a little bit of bad, and that's okay. That's people. But Pakistani dramas tend to kind of take one side or the other and just run with it. And that tunnel vision makes for some very interesting plot points, let me tell you.
Oh my God. I have a receding hairline because I've pulled out the fronts of my hair because I've just been so frustrated and pissed off. It's just like, how do you not see
that
this?
That is also why I have no hair.
That is true.
That's the only reason.
That is true. Truth. But yeah, for example, Mahira Khan's character in Zindagi Gulzar Hai, right? Her mom in that character is the devil incarnate, and she just does not want to see her get married to her childhood love, who she was promised to. And her mom is literally slapping her across the face time and time again. She's like, and all this like extreme hate. And Mahira Khan still gets up like the angel and is like, main to aapki baat to sunungi ma.
This is why Mahira can take the you know, the provocations of the press and whatnot, because the character she plays are getting shit on so much in the dramas. She's fine with it. She's like, you're saying my knees were showing. I'm okay with that. Okay with that.
It doesn't matter as long as I'm in love. It's like, no, dude, this is not how society works. So that's always, and that's also part of the reason why you're dying to see them get humbled and to come back and tune in the following week, because you're like, I cannot put down this drama until this person gets their comeuppance and justice is served, right?
So I think that's the greatest part about it, is like, you have these characters that are so one way. I mean, think about, I think a good reference here would be Game of Thrones, like King Joffrey, right? He's so flawed and so crazy, and you hate him, and like, you can't help but feel a certain way towards him. You know, there are shows that kind of give you that dichotomy of characters, like House of Cards or stuff like that, right? Here, in Pakistani dramas especially, you have these characters that are so one-sided and have these television, and they drive the plot forward. But then as the drama moves forward and we get kind of start getting towards the end, they come full circle and they kind of bring everything back and they do realize some humanity. And there is a lesson. It's almost like watching a great, you know, like those TV shows that we used to watch as kids on Disney.
Yeah.
where like the start of the episode, someone's just making like a terrible decision. But yes. By the end of the episode, they've kind of realized the fault in their stars and they're like, okay, like let's step back a little bit. That's right. Box Honey Dramas. And it's poignant. It really touches the soul. And it's good for the soul. It's like chicken soup.
Yeah, man. They definitely have that TGIF Full House Family Matters moment at the end where they play the slow guitar, ding, 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 and it's like, here's why you're a dumbass. And they explain.
Congratulations, you're an idiot.
Exactly.
May I wish you fool. I'm just kidding.
Yeah. yeah, but by the incredible negotiation skills of these people is incredible. Their way of life is that if things do not go accordingly by how I want them to go, we have only one other option. And that option, my friends and folks, is suicide. I will just kill myself and call it a day. And then people take that so seriously. Like, oh, shoot. Yeah. Well, we don't want that.
yeah. I love the reaction. The reaction is the best part when someone's just like, hey, go take out the trash. She's like, I won't. It's like, or what? I'll kill myself if I have to take out the trash. And the other person's like, oh, that's fair. All right, yeah, I'll take out the trash. Like, what? No. Like, it's not, you can't just say that. Conversation's over.
You can.
But that's legitimately what it's like.
And if you ever try to do that with your mom, oh my God, what's she going to say? Carlo, hey, get chocolate.
No. Your mom will be like, why would you kill yourself? I'll kill you.
I'm
like,
yeah, oh, exactly.
Okay. Trash, going out.
Oh my gosh. But yeah, I think that's just a time that's never failed me, just how hilarious that can be. But with a lot of these shows as well, so there's a lot of modernity clashing with traditional values as well. And Zendaya Gonzalez here, I know you've seen this one, but this touches on these subjects really, really well, right? We have Fawad Khan's character Zayan, who is a total good guy for the most part, and he wants a traditional wife. He's very forward about
Zarun,
that.
Zarun, by the way.
Zarun. I hate that name. I don't know why.
But that's the only reason I remember it is because it's such a weird name.
It's such a disgusting name. It's like, Zarun. Yeah. No hate to all you Zaruns out there. We love you. But he is conflicted, and he comes forward with a lot of his maybe underlying misogynistic, mansplaining types of ways. Like, I do feel like he gave his girls and the women in his life a fair chance. And then there's some women in that they're portrayed as just like, whatever. I gotta have my way. I'm a woman. You need to go back to the Stone Age with your misogynistic points of view and conservative ways. So there's definitely elements of that. But at the same time, I know we've talked a lot about misogyny and mansplaining, but that show really does depict more power to women. Women not having to worry about getting married only, but instilling education, being career women, going about their life. Like, it's okay. You don't have to stop for the world, right? You can just keep on doing your thing, boo.
Yeah. The dichotomy of, I mean, the show really centers on two different families, how they're distinctly different. And it really does bring in this kind of like old values versus new perspectives, I guess. And it does a good job of that. And I think that that's the kind of shows that this is, I think we're in the era now where people are starting to turn this corner and have these shows really embody the new kind of viewpoints and the new what we know now about misogyny and mental health and all these things. They're starting to come to the forefront. And I think that's great, you know, because again, this is our Bollywood. This is Pakistan's Bollywood. This is the thing that everyone watches. This is the stuff that everyone cares about. And you're right. I think that you see, and it's pretty equal. You know, you do see in some senses the women using the misogyny card and, you know, being said, you know, that they're being treated poorly, et cetera. And then those women are kind of cast in a negative light sometimes because they do it out of turn, right? Like, they weren't being treated poorly, but they were hiding behind this kind of facade. But then you also see men being overly dominant. You see men treating women poorly. And it's like, it shows both sides of the conflict. I don't think they've always done that. I think that's always been a criticism of Box Honey Dramas, but I think that we're starting to turn the corner, and that's great. So again, if we're missing stuff, we'd love to hear your guys' thoughts on this. Because I think this is a changing kind of part of Box Honey Dramas, and I'm proud of that. You know, I think that you can't really progress unless you start to change and recognize what some of the things are. And there's issues on both sides of the aisle here. And boxing and dramas are starting to tackle both of them. And it leads to some great plot points for sure. Zindagi Gulzarhe is a phenomenal kind of drama because of the differences in the families and their values and what they bring to the table. I mean, it is the K3G in ways of Pakistani dramas. So, it's fantastic. Now, another thing that I'd like to bring to the table here that Pakistani dramas have as a theme, and it seems to be running throughout all the dramas, is this evil woman with a perfectly shaped body, pear-shaped body, with neeli ake, dying. She's like a snake, right? They always come portray. It's like, for some reason, you know, you think of like villains or evil people, you think of like Thanos or like whatever. But in Pakistan, it more often than not ends up being, you know, kind of the scheming woman who's very beautiful and very disarming.
Yes.
And you fall under this spell, and that's how you get got.
Oh my gosh. Yes, yes, yes. These pear-shaped beauties, bro.
I just want to put this on the record. Our notes literally say pear-shaped beauties. So.
They are, oh my god. We all know that they're going through some stuff. They are going through a crazy midlife crisis. And in that midlife crisis, they've decided we're going to make life living hell because you know what? Why not? Let's do that. Why not? And there's
definitely... What's life without a little bit of interesting things going on?
Yeah. Okay. So can I bring some this drama. Up? So this is what, here's the thing. And this says a lot about me. And I don't know if you relate to this, but what ends up happening typically, Maz, with these dramas throughout the whole time, people are making bone-in mistakes. Some people are too angelic. Some people are too satanic. And you're just like, God, when will there be justice in this show? I feel as though when that does happen and there's a hint of it in the show, that's honestly when the show starts becoming a lot more dull to me. And I'm just like, this is kind of boring now. Right. And then I'm like, when is there going to be drama? I want to see more. Yeah. And then I'm like, wait a minute. What does that say about me?
Yo, we love the drama. All right. We love the drama. Yeah. We're here for it. We love it in our everyday lives. We love talking smack about our friends behind their backs. Let's be real. We're all pear-shaped beauties with neely neely ake in our everyday lives.
I hope so.
But, you know, so they're plot drivers. You know, Pakistani dramas, better, and this is honestly what separates them, because I know I keep saying we, but there are so many Indian folks who love watching these dramas. There's so many people, you know, across the world that love watching these dramas in the Middle East, in America. There's a huge market for these dramas. And the reason for it is they really do have a formula of dramatics and a balance between kind of these crazy plot twists, but they're not so crazy that they're unbelievable. They're problems that everyday people have, that everyday people deal with, and they portray them in a light that, you know, people can kind of relate to, and it keeps them hooked. And I think that's a beautiful thing. And I think that's what makes them so great is, you know, you're not just – so no one's getting their brain transplanted and then turning into a different person. That's not happening here. But there are going to be these evil, scheming people, you know, male or female, in everyone's lives. And that happens. That happens all the time. That happens every day. Man. So
– yeah. And well said. I mean, it's always shocking that when in your everyday life, you are going to be experiencing – some people turning on you, some of these issues and unnecessary trouble that in your life you just be like, this, why is this happening? And it makes no sense to you. And unfortunately, it happens a lot, you know, once someone gets married, once in-laws start clashing, and as people get older and the dynamics change between mother, daughter, siblings, parents, kids, right? And it happens and it's relatable. And, you know, in a Bollywood movie, we're never going to be able to relate with Hrithik jumping off a cliff, testing Ashreya's love with mi amor y mi corazón, right? And Imran Hashmi making out with the hottest woman in India, because that makes zero sense.
Right.
But with more everyday issues and walks of life, it does touch home. And I think that is the point, is to give people a little insight, like, you know, like, the stuff happens. Let's all be better people as a result.
I agree. Damn.
But that, dude, we got deep. I love it. Yeah, I love it. I think that's what these dramas do to you. They make you think about things. How dare they?
Yes, exactly.
Mindless television is what I want.
Much like the characters, we just had a full circle as well. Oh, man.
wow, that's crazy. It's true, though. It's when art mirrors life, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so with that being said, you know, I want to wrap up today's episode by giving some recommendations out there. I know that our audience may or may not have watched a lot of these dramas. If you have, join the conversation. Let us know how we can, you know, converse about the dramas you've already talked about. Me and Maz love gossiping about these, you know, people, these characters.
We are teenage girls at heart.
Holla at us. But I'll start, you know, a drama that my mom told me that I had to mention, which she enjoyed very, very much, was Pyare Afzal, which I watched. I watched quite a few episodes with her of that. Didn't get all the way through. I am guilty. But she said I couldn't end this episode without talking about that. So
true.
She kind of knows about this. She doesn't know fully. But Pyare Afzal, definitely one that I want you to check out. It is by the same guy, Khalil Rehman Qamar. He's written everything. But Nadeem Beg is the director, and he is... he's done a lot of the different shows that end up being one of some of the big hits, and I think it's a great show.
Really nice. Yeah, just a couple that comes to mind, and honestly, it wouldn't be possible without my mother's knowledge and her input. So this is essentially Hajra Hai Ali, my mom, that's gonna be speaking to you guys, but she suggests that you guys check out obviously Humsafar. I think that's an all-time classic.
Humsafar is the class. It's the jumping off point classic for Fawad,
yeah,
and Mahira as well. So
absolutely, Yakin Ka Safar, Pyare Afzal, as you said, Meranam Yusufe. I would say check out definitely Merpas Tumho. You know, see what the controversy is about. See what you guys think. We'd love to hear you guys' feedback. Yeah. Zindagi Gulzar.
I'd love to do a live or something like that where people watch one or two of these dramas and then we had an engaging conversation about any of the controversy.
But wrapping up, hopefully you guys check those out. A lot of these songs we're definitely gonna be putting on the standard tunes as well for you guys to check out and to listen to. They're great jams and ballads and sappy jams that will definitely get you in your feels, so stay tuned for that. But as usual, thanks everybody for tuning in, thanks for listening. We'll be back next time. Like, subscribe, comment, DM us, share with us what you really feel about Packy Dramas and what else you want to know. And we will see you all next time.
Sounds good. Peace out.